Which cognitive domains are commonly tested when evaluating driving safety?
We really zero in on attention and processing speed, as well as visuospatial skills, executive function, and memory. These are all critical for making split-second decisions on the road.
What did the sample driving evaluation summary reveal about patient performance?
In that specific evaluation, the patient actually showed normal cognition and vision. While their driving performance was safe, it was noted to be slightly slow.
What medical conditions automatically disqualify individuals from driving?
Conditions that cause sudden impairment, like epilepsy, active psychosis, or substance dependence, are typically grounds for disqualification. Major cardiac disease and any history of unexplained loss of consciousness are also high-risk categories.
What variables influence the decision to allow a patient to drive after seizures?
It really comes down to the risk of sudden incapacitation. We have to carefully consider the timing of medication withdrawal and whether the drugs themselves are causing cognitive side effects that might make driving dangerous.
How do AEDs influence driving safety?
Anti-epileptic drugs can be a double-edged sword. Even if they are controlling the seizures perfectly, they can still impair a patient's alertness and cognitive function, which can make driving unsafe regardless of seizure status.